your number one source for local sports. This is Mower County Sports Live with your host, KAUS Sports Director Sam Hauser on Mower County's voice for sports, AM 1480, KAUS.
So we're in uncharted territory today on the show. Well, really, first off, before I even get into that, we're out of 5:30 today. We're out of 5:30 every day this week except for Thursday. The Twins back in the Eastern time zone. They got 4 with Cleveland and then 3 with Detroit. So Thursday is a getaway day game in Cleveland, and that's the only full show this week. Every other day, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday, we'll be out at 5:30. So be rushing through things here again, just like we did a couple weeks ago, but we're in uncharted territory today on the show because I don't think we've ever had a controversial Monday rewind. If you're not familiar with the Monday rewind, bro, it's exactly what you think it might be. It's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, we'll look back on a key topic from from the local sports weekend. If it's a broadcast, if it's a game we broadcasted, or just one that happened here under our Mower County Sports umbrella over the weekend, or really just something that we can tie into local sports and make it about local sports to start off a new week of shows here on Mower County Sports Live. But they're usually not controversial, because I make a point not to go out of my way to make high school sports controversial unless it happens naturally, like unless there already is controversial, like with that girls' high school basketball game, that Waseca Marshall game back in the spring with 12-3 or whatever the final score was in that one. But usually we make a point to highlight the positive, because my belief around high school sports is that that's the last area, that's the last level of sports that has any semblance of innocence, where it's still education-based sports. And there are things that we can get into. There are deeper topics that we can certainly get into with high school sports, but it's not necessary. Sometimes it can just be what it is. It's one of the last places, for the purposes of sports talk radio, that we can look at sports on the surface and just have that be okay, because sometimes that's just all it needs to be. But I don't think we've ever had a controversial Monday Rewind. So with that being said, let's get to this week's Monday Rewind.
This weekend, we saw the good.
He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis!
And the not so good.
Oh my goodness! He dropped the ball!
But it's another game in the books, and it's time to look back with our Monday Rewind.
And I want to open up the phone lines for this week's Monday Rewind. 507-437-7666, the telephone number, if you do want to chime in on anything. 507-437-7666. Or we do have the text line available as an option as well. That number, same area code, 507-299-2972 on the text line. 299-2972. So I saw this from Eric Zosky, the head coach of Packer Girls Basketball. Now, this wasn't an original thought or opinion of his, but it was something that he retweeted, and that was how I saw it from another coach or somebody that he's connected with on Twitter. The tweet reads, "How many guys leading early morning workout consider this? 6 a.m. workouts provide no more benefit than a 6 p.m. I understand that sometimes there are no other options, but players need rest, or the only thing they're getting ahead of other players is getting closer to injury." So 507-437-7666 or 299-2972 on the text line. If you're in defense of two-a-days or not, but if you are in defense of the two-a-day practices or the 6 a.m. early bird catches the worm practice, whatever it might be, I want to hear the argument or the defense for it without, because that's how I did it, or because it makes them tough. Anything not involving either of those two thoughts or ideas, I'm all for it. 507-437-7666. And I'm not necessarily in favor of one or the other one, but what started this whole thing, what got me thinking about this, is I saw this tweet over the weekend, and I think Scott brought this up earlier this morning on Trending Local here on AM 1480 KUS. I can say pretty confidently that no one in the building is on Twitter more than me. Now, I don't know that that's something I should be bragging about. Probably not, because my relationship with Twitter is borderline unhealthy. But a lot of these tweets end up blending together, and I rarely remember one or two specific ones that stand out from an entire weekend. But I got to thinking about this morning. On the way in, I usually get in to the building about 9 a.m., somewhere between 9 and 9:15. I usually get in, you know, around that time. So I'm here all day. But I usually get in the morning, and on the way in this morning, I saw a group of I crossed paths with a group of girls that were running back into town. So I'm assuming they had been down this way, and they were running back into town. I was coming down 105 South to head here towards the station. I don't know if it was the Austin girls cross-country team or if it was just a group of hodgepodge group of student-athletes that were out and about running this morning. But here I am at 9 o'clock. I'm half asleep with, you know, with coffee and coming into work, and they're already most of the way through a run this morning. So it got me thinking about this tweet that I saw over the weekend. To me, this is a generational topic when it comes to training and practice and anything around sports. And it doesn't even have to be specific to high school sports, but just in terms of people that played sports in the past and were on a team and how they practiced and how they prepared. This to me feels like one of those things that we would file under a generational topic, where there is going to be some crossover, but there's also going to be the generational divide between that's how I always did it, toughen up. You want to play sports and play sports. That's how I always did it. 6 a.m., early to rise. I got my butt in bed the night before. I got up early, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced till I couldn't practice anymore. And a more modern approach of that's great that you did that, but that's not how we're going to do things. We're going to do things a little bit differently. So we're seeing more coaches. I've noticed this over the last couple of years, and I think this is how Eric Zosky does it as well. With the Packers, I think we're starting to see more coaches do this in just having one longer practice that's usually late afternoon, early evening, somewhere around there, where it's not nighttime yet. It's not dark, but it's not as hot. It's not in the middle of the day. The sun's going down, and it's a little bit more reasonable time. Or, you know, of course, that's for an outdoor sport. But just in general, having one longer practice that's two and a half hours somewhere in there. And a lot of times the students will go do something on their own anyway. You do something a little bit more unorganized, whether it's in the gym or the pool or the field or whatever it is, because they generally like at least some of their teammates. And it combines practice time in a less rigid environment and that social time as well. Because you start to look at all the balance that goes into the life of a student athlete, and college sports gets crazy enough. Now, there are some people like Mike Grimm, who we're going to hear from in a couple of minutes as he joins the show on Mondays, that don't really have a lot of sympathy for college athletes. And again, even there's no right or wrong answer with the whole situation of scholarships and pay for play. And you look at the schedule that they have every day with weightlifting and practices and class schedules and everything else that they have to balance. And there is a lot of that same schedule, a lot of that same deal at the high school level. And they, you know, they're playing for scholarships maybe one day down the road for those that are good enough and are able to move on and play college sports one day. They're playing for a scholarship, but most everybody else, you know, or most everybody's playing for the love of the game, and they're still going off of that same, same intense schedule. And it's not always reasonable to say to a student athlete, "Well, just go to bed earlier, get up at 6 a.m. and practice won't be so bad if you just go to bed earlier. Put the phone down, do this and that, and just go to bed earlier." Because the assumption is that every kid has a stable home life and sleep pattern, which, I mean, that's a whole conversation. That's a whole separate conversation that really starts to get personal. And I usually don't like to bring this up, and I also don't bring it up to get any sympathy or make the segment about me, but I deal with insomnia. And so if a student athlete goes through something similar, go to bed earlier, early to bed, early to rise, the early bird gets the worm, the whole sayings, all the cliches just completely go out the window. It doesn't work. Now, you can't always cater to every student athlete on a team. It would be impossible if a coach tried to do that. But especially in high school, you know, they generally have the same class schedule, and a coach might be one of their teachers. There's no blanket answer to that, there's no blanket answer. There's no one that's necessarily right or wrong, but we are seeing that some of the younger generation, some of the newer generations of coaches are finding more innovative ways to balance some of that. Now, sometimes 6 a.m. practice just has to be 6 a.m. practice, and it is what it is. You get over it. But that middle ground, you know, normally the middle ground is not the popular area when in sports talk radio. It's supposed to be pick a side, embrace debate, have a hot take. But that middle ground of saying, no, it's not going to be this one specific way or that one specific way either, that finding different ways to accommodate as many of their student-athletes as possible is really more what we're seeing. But it was interesting to see some of the back and forth on Twitter and in the mentions and the conversation below from the original tweet that we mentioned. A lot of arguments for both sides rather than just saying that neither one is necessarily the right way. This is a risky comparison, but you go back to what we were talking about last week with Urban Meyer and everything going around with Ohio State, and I bring it up, one, as a comparison to this topic, and two, because we're going to get into it here in a second with Mike Grimm. But there is something there to coaches being stuck in their ways from what sports life was like when they played, and just because, and that idea of that's how it's always been, and that's how they feel like they're supposed to coach, and that stood out to no end in a lot of the mentions, a lot of the continuing conversation from that tweet. But we can take some comment if you want to chime in on anything here during the break. The phone lines will be open here during the break if you want to get in on anything. 507-437-7666 or 507-299-2972 on the text line. But we'll take a break here and we'll come back on the other side and we'll keep the controversy going next.